From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue his series in the book of Joshua as he returns to chapter 13 and verse 1. Now an old man, Joshua had fulfilled his commission to conquer the land of Canaan. His work was done. Yet the Lord said, There remaineth very much land to be possessed. This was the task of the children of Israel. In applying this historical account to the present day, Dr. Cairns is pointing to the New Testament equivalent. In the Gospels, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ finished the work of redemption on the cross. The book of Acts underscores the unfinished work of the church to reach the world with the gospel. First of all, the Christian life is meant to progress toward an ever fuller enjoyment of all that we have in Christ. God's people are to possess their possessions. Needless to say, in order to achieve this, one must first be a Christian through personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, having experienced salvation, believers are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue a message entitled Unfinished Business. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. All that the believer has must come from Christ, but it comes solely through the channel of the Spirit of all grace. Moreover, as all blessings thus flow to you through the Holy Spirit, so also no good thing can come out of you in holy thought, devout worship, or gracious act, apart from the sanctifying operation of the same Spirit. Even if the good seed be sown in you, yet it lies dormant, except he worketh in you to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Do you desire to speak for Jesus? How can you unless the Holy Ghost touch your tongue? Do you desire to pray? Alas, what dull work it is, unless the Spirit maketh intercession for you. Do you desire to subdue sin? Would you be holy? Would you imitate your Master? Do you desire to rise to superlative heights of spirituality? Are you wanting to be made like the angels of God, full of zeal and ardor for the Master's cause? You cannot without the Spirit. Without me ye can do nothing. O branch of the vine, thou canst have no fruit without the sap. O child of God, thou hast no life within thee apart from the life which God gives thee through his Spirit. Then let us not grieve him or provoke him to anger by our sin. Let us not quench him in one of his faintest motions in our soul. Let us foster every suggestion and be ready to obey every prompting. If the Holy Spirit be indeed so mighty, let us attempt nothing without him. Let us begin no project, carry on no enterprise, and conclude no transaction without imploring his blessing. Let us do him the due homage of feeling our entire weakness apart from him, and then, depending on him alone, having this for our prayer. Open thou my heart and my whole being to thine incoming, and uphold me with thy free Spirit, when I shall have received that Spirit in my inward parts.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, Be Thou My Vision. This beautiful and inspiring CD would make a wonderful Christmas gift for family or friends. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
You cannot live the life of a Christian until first of all you are a Christian. Christianity is not simply joining a church, getting baptized, reading the Bible, saying prayers, believing a code of doctrine, and living out a code of ethics. It includes all those things. But essentially, Christianity is being in Christ. It is to be saved by personal faith in the living Christ, He who died and rose again, who made an atonement for our sins, reconciling our souls unto God, and purchased our eternal redemption. By faith in Christ, we are justified. By faith in Christ, we are saved. By faith in Christ, we enter into all the benefits and all the blessings of the covenant of grace. Now, that is fundamentally what the Christian life is all about. That will lead to plenty of doing, as we'll see in a moment. But never make the mistake of starting your definition of being a Christian in terms of doing. Define it in terms of personal relationship with Christ. If you're in Christ, you're saved. He who hath the Son hath life. If you're out of Christ, whatever you do, you are unsaved. Behold every man and woman amongst us today to find out where he or she stands in relation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ is to be without God. It is to be without hope. Without Christ is to be dead in trespasses and sins. Without Christ, my friend, is to have the stamp of judgment upon your brow, the certainty of death within your soul. But to be in Christ, to be in Christ, is to be saved with eternal salvation, to be covered by the blood of His atonement, to be accepted on the merits of His righteousness, and clothed in the garments of His salvation. That fundamentally is what the Christian life is all about, and everything else flows from that. But it does flow from it. There are things you cannot be in Christ without having consequences. It's impossible to be found in Him, clothed in His righteousness, without having a natural result of that. That's what I want to talk to you about at this time. This progress to an increasing enjoyment of what we have in Christ. You remember Peter spoke to the new Christians to whom he wrote his first epistle, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, and he said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. In this, the next epistle, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, he emphasizes the same thing. He says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a theme that the New Testament constantly emphasizes. Paul told the Colossians in chapter 1:10 that they should walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. To the Thessalonians, he wrote, rejoicing that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. You remember the verses we studied for quite a long time in 2 Peter chapter 1, where the apostle says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge patience, or temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, if these things are in you and are constantly growing and overflowing, they make you that you'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul told the Ephesians that they should speak the truth in love and grow up into Christ in all things. Grow up into Him in all things. Now, I want you to notice the constant emphasis here. If you're in Christ, if you've received life eternal and all the blessings of God's salvation, then you should increase. Just as a babe grows, you should grow. You should increase in your knowledge of God. Now, time is not going to allow me to take a lot of time on each of these, but I want you to think of these areas of your life. If you're a Christian, you know God. This, said Jesus in John 17, verse 3, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal. If you have eternal life, you know God. But you are to increase in the knowledge of God. You're to grow to know Him more. It's impossible to live in fellowship with a person without growing to know that person more as the time goes by. We all know that from our personal experience. The day you married your wife, you knew her, at least I hope you did. Sometimes the way people rush to get married nowadays, I wonder if they do, but that's another story. You know her. But you know, it's a great tragedy, and it's true in far too many cases. Every preacher has had to deal with it sooner or later. It's a great tragedy when a man is married to a woman for 10 or 20 years and he doesn't know her any better then than the day he married her. I have cases over the years where people come. I think of one case about 14 or 15 years back, where a man and a woman had been married for a quarter of a century, had raised their family, and yet they knew no more of each other after all that time than when they first got married. And I think it's fair to say that after talking to each of them for a little while, I knew each of them better than either knew the other. That's tragic. How much more tragic when we're coming to deal with the relationship and the fellowship of a Christian with his God. We're to grow in faith. Faith cometh by hearing. In other words, a knowledge of God is going to produce a greater degree of faith. We are to grow in faith. Now, here is an anomaly that ought not to be among the people of God, and yet we must confess it. It appears that young Christians find it much easier to trust the Lord in many areas than many mature Christians. I remember a preacher saying to me that it seems the older we get, the harder it is to get to know the will of God. But why should that be? Why should it be? We see Christians today who 10 or 20 years ago, who could have stepped forth by faith, taking God at His word and fearlessly pursued that word. Yet today they halter and falter. They can do nothing, hobbled by unbelief. Listen In all things we are to grow up into Christ. That simply means that we are to come to a full development of our peculiar position in the body of Christ. We are drawing from Christ, who is our life. We are to grow to full maturity, to fulfill that place the Savior has given to us. The Christian life is meant to be a development, a progress, a growth to ever fuller enjoyment of all we have in Christ. Let me ask you today, are you enjoying Christ more today than in the past? Are you? Those of you who have been saved for years, are you at this time actively enjoying what you have in Christ? Are you enjoying your position in Him? Are you enjoying the victory that there is in Him? Are you enjoying the fellowship that there is in Him? Are you enjoying the position you have in His body? Are you developing as a Christian in your knowledge of God, in your faith that grows out of that knowledge, in your likeness to Christ and your usefulness to Christ? Is there a development in your life in those areas? Because I tell you, that is what the Christian life is supposed to produce.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.